So, and fats tend to be very settling and very filling. Most of my patients, I get them to drop their cholesterol by actually adding fat to their diet. So, by just having them eat small amounts of it, but have it be satisfying. Is that helpful or is that confusing? Okay, well, there's a lot of the wonderful fatty foods out there, things like avocados, and I actually happen to consider coconut oil in small amounts, or coconut milk in small amounts to be part of that. And we talked about the fats that exist in foods. For example, that corn that they're eating in Copper Canyon, they're getting fats from that corn, but they're not getting it from grinding it on the metate. They're getting it from the whole food, right? And there are fats in grains and so on. So I really encourage people to look at getting healthy fats throughout their diet, and it's very important. We need fats to make our nerves and in order to survive. And I do get these folks, especially women in their 50s, that their skin is kind of dry, their hair is falling out, they look horribly tired. They really look like they're fat-free. They look like a fat-free yogurt, and. I try and, introduce more fats into their diet, and it makes a very huge difference for them. But there's a difference between that and going overboard and having too many. So it really is using it, more as a spice and then trying to get it from whole foods. So.